spiritual existence par excellence. Purport. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The conception of Virat Rupa or Vishwa Rupa of the Supreme Absolute Truth is especially meant for the neophyte who can hardly think of the transcendental form of the personality of Godhead. To him, a form means something of this material world. Therefore, an opposite conception of the Absolute is necessary in the beginning to concentrate the mind on the power extension of the Lord. As stated above, the Lord extends His potency in the form of the Mahatattva, which includes all material ingredients. The extension of power by the Lord and the Lord Himself personally are one in one sense. But at the same time, the Mahatattva is different from the Lord. Therefore, the potency of the Lord and the Lord are simultaneously different and non-different. The conception of Virat, of the Virat Rupa, especially for the impersonalist, is thus non-different from the eternal form of the Lord. This eternal form of the Lord exists prior to the creation of the Mahatattva, and it is stressed here that the eternal form of the Lord is par excellence spiritual or transcendental to the modes of material nature. The very same transcendental form of the Lord is manifested by His internal potency, and the formation of His multifarious manifestations of incarnations is always of the same transcendental quality without any touch of the Mahatattva. Translation, it is believed that all the universal planetary systems are situated on the extensive body of the Purusha, but He has nothing to do with the created material ingredients. His body is eternally in spiritual existence par excellence.
So, I see that the Lord existed before the material world.
So, we can see that the Lord existed before the material world.
Therefore, He is not dependent on the material ingredients.
Therefore, He is not dependent on the material ingredients.
Because He existed before the material ingredients did.
Because He existed before the material ingredients did.
If people think that He's a product of material energy, that's wrong.
If people think that He is the product of the material energy, then they are wrong.
Because if He is the product of material energy,
because if He was a product of the material energy,
He would only exist after the material energy.
He could only exist after the material energy.
But He existed before.
But He existed before.
Therefore, He is not dependent on the material energy.
Therefore, He is not dependent on the material energy.
So Lord Chaitanya taught the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva.
So Lord Chaitanya taught the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva.
That inconceivably, simultaneously, the energy is different and non-different from the Lord.
That inconceivably, simultaneously, the energy of the Lord is one and another at the same time.
Different and non-different.
Different and non-different.
So, some of the impersonalists think that the form of the Lord is Satagun or something.
Some of the impersonalists, they think that the form of the Lord is
mode of goodness.
Mode of goodness, Satagun.
But He is Satchidananda.
But He is Satchidananda.
He is transcendental.
He is transcendental.
Eternal blissful knowledge.
Eternal, blissful, and full in knowledge.
In the Rig Veda it says.
In the Rig Veda it says.
Om Krishna Vai Satchidananda Gana Krishna Adhivosa.
This loka in the Rig Veda.
But, Krishna is on the quality of Sat Chit Ananda.
Krishna has this quality of Sat Chit Ananda.
He is the primeval Lord.
He is the primeval Lord.
He existed before everything else.
Well, he existed before everyone, everything else.
So, therefore, he is the a source of all the others.
Therefore, he is the source of all the others.
Which is explained in Bhagavad Gita.
Which is explained in Bhagavad Gita.
Everything is coming from me.
Everything is coming from me.
Also in the Rama Samhita, it describes that Krishna is the cause of all causes.
Also, it is described in Rama Samhita that how Krishna is the cause of all the causes.
And he is the supreme controller.
He is a supreme controller.
Isra Bhava Krishna Satyananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So, it's very easy to understand that Krishna is actually transcendental.
So, it's actually easy to understand that Krishna is actually transcendental.
Shankaracharya also explained that Narayana is above the material energy.
Shankaracharya also explained that how Narayana is above the material energy.
Narayana Parovyaktak.
Narayana Parovyaktak.
But still, the impressionists think anything with form must be material.
But still, the impersonalists think anything with a form must be material.
And therefore, they think that spiritual means formless.
Therefore, they think that spiritual means formless.
So this is the confusion of the impersonalists.
So this is the confusion of the impersonalists.
The devotees listen to the impersonalists.
If the devotee listen to the impersonalist,
they may also get confused.
They may also get confused.
And therefore, Lord Chaitanya advised, we should not listen to the Mayavadis.
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya advised that we should not listen to Mayavadis.
Mayavadi, Hare Krishna Haradi.
Mayavadi Hoy Krishna Paradi.
Mayavadis are the offenders
of Krishna Paradi.
Lord Krishna.
Mayavadis are the offenders of Lord Krishna.
I have some experience. Mayavadis are like brains. Short circuited.
Mayavadis, their brain is like short circuited.
They can't understand the personality of Godhead.
They cannot understand the personality of Godhead.
So then, Prabhupada was advising.
So Prabhupada was advising.
Just engage them in devotional service.
Just engage them in devotional service.
By so, they'll be gradually purified.
By so, they'll be gradually purified.
That's what happened. Some Mayavadi, after engaging them in devotional service,
then some Mayavadi, after engaging them in devotional service,
started to say, "Now I think I realize what you're saying."
So after some time, this Mayavadi said, "So now I have realized that what you are saying."
It took him a few years.
It took him a few years.
And they're so much conditioned by anything personal must be material.
They're so conditioned by something which is personal must be material.
And they can't understand how Krishna being a supreme person is actually transcendental.
They cannot understand how Krishna being the supreme person is transcendental.
That is explained here in this verse. That although he has a body, his body is situated in spiritual existence.
That although he has a body, his body is existing in the spiritual existence.
Actually, there's no difference between his body and himself.
Actually, there's no difference between him and his body.
We have a difference. In the material world, the Atma is different from the body.
In material world, the Atma is different from the body.
When the Atma leaves the body,
the body is dead.
Only the Atma makes the body appear alive. But Krishna is pure soul. He has no material body. And that the impersonalists are not able to understand. Well, that's why this Virat Rupa is presented. So that gradually they can start to appreciate the transcendental form of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya, he was coming down to show that
how to perform Bhakti Yoga.
And that just as a teacher sometimes takes a chalk and writes something on the chalkboard.
And just like sometimes a teacher, he takes the chalk and writes something on the chalkboard. Similarly, Lord Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya
to show how to engage in devotional service. That's why Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are so wonderful. That he comes down as Mahaprabhu. A great teacher. To teach everyone. How to love Krishna. He would cry.
He would be ecstatic.
All the world by seeing him were feeling such ecstasy.
All the devotees by seeing him were feeling such ecstasy. He is known as the Vaishnava Raj. The king of the Vaishnavas.
Vaishnava Raj has his assembly.
Vaishnava Raj has his assembly.
Or Sabha. Vaishnava Raj Sabha. That's a universal. All the Vaishnavas in the existence.
That's universal for all the Vaishnavas in the existence. He's the king.
And so, to protect them and to guide them are different acharyas.
So to protect them and guide them, different acharyas,
they have taken this role in the various yugas. Since Lord Chaitanya came after his disappearance. The world looked dark. The Nirmala Swami became the protector of Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha.
And Rupa Goswami, he became the protector of Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. After him was Jiva Goswami. There's a parampara of different acharyas.
They protected the Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha.
Like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
So actually, this was restarted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Actually, this was restarted by Bhaktivinod Thakur.
And he took action to defend the Sampradaya against the upper Sampradaya.
And he took action to defend the Sampradayas against the different up Sampradayas.
And then after him was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada Thakur.
And then after him was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada.
And he gave a process how to all the members of the Rishi Gaurya had someone to cooperate together.
He wanted all the Vaishnavas of Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha to cooperate together.
To manage the affairs of the Sabha.
To manage the affairs of the Sabha.
Collectively through a governing body commission.
Collectively through a governing body commission.
But after some time, they stopped following his instructions.
But after some time, they stopped following his instructions.
And that's why his language, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he said this was a mistake on their part.
That's when His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he said that was a mistake on their part.
Anyway, we cannot speak about our Guru Varga or superiors.
Anyway, we cannot speak about our Guru Varga or superiors.
But Prabhupada has given some detail just to advise us that we should follow him.
Prabhupada has given some detailed advice that how we should follow him.
You can see that by his bringing a message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world.
We can see by his bringing of Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world.
It was a great fulfillment of the predictions of the previous acharyas, the Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna.
It was a great fulfillment of the predictions of previous acharyas, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna.
He was actually protecting the whole succession.
He was actually protecting the whole disciplic succession.
By establishing the message of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
By establishing the message of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
He wanted to unite the whole Saraswat family.
He wanted to unite the whole Saraswat family.
And the members of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust to do that.
He asked me to and members of Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust to do members to do that.
And we are trying. It's not easy.
Well, it's not easy.
You have a part together. If you break it, you can't exactly put it together.
If you have a pot and it breaks, and if you want to put it together with a gel, it doesn't appear the same.
So we have to think of some unique way to bring us together.
So we have to think out some unique way to bring us together.
I can see here that this. Like this slogan of Bhagavatam indicates how not everyone can understand the Vaishnava philosophy.
The shloka says how it's not that everyone can understand the Vaishnava philosophy.
And therefore, the Bhagavatam is presenting things in a very gradual, systematic way.
Therefore, the Bhagavatam is presenting the things in a very gradual, systematic way.
But actually, for the devotees, they can understand that the Lord is transcendental.
But actually, the devotees, they can understand that the Lord is transcendental.
And the timing and spiritual existence.
That he is in eternal and spiritual existence.
Par excellence.
Par excellence.
So, that's why the lifestyle of Lord Sava needs to be protected.
That's why the Vaishnava Raj Sabha needs to be protected.
And they need to be promoted.
And it needs to be promoted.
And see that today, many issues,
we see today there are many issues.
And people don't know what the solution is.
And people don't know what the solution is.
But they say that there's problems.
But they say that there are problems.
I understand that.
And they understand that.
Just like they see that there's a problem with the caste system.
Just like they see that there's a problem with the caste system.
Because certain people are considered as lower caste. Some people as higher caste.
Because some people are considered as lower caste, some people are considered as higher caste.
Obey what the system given by Lord Krishna was that.
But the original system which was given by Lord Krishna was that.
A person we canalize or engage according to his quality and work.
That a person should be engaged according to his quality of work.
Guna karma.
Guna karma.
Vibhagasa.
Vibhagasa.
It doesn't say janma karma.
He did not say janma karma.
Doesn't say birth.
That he does not say birth.
But people are getting respect based on their birth.
But people are getting respect based on their birth.
And they're doing criminal activities.
And they are doing
criminal activities. Criminal activities.
Criminal activities.
I recently there was an issue that one young girl, 19 years old, was gang raped by high caste Hindu.
Recently there was an issue that one low caste girl, 19 year old, she was gang raped by high caste Hindus.
Allegedly. And she died.
And she died.
So this created a big problem.
So this created a big problem.
And people think that this is due to the caste system.
And people think that this is due to the caste system.
But this is a misconception of the caste system.
But this is a misconception of the caste system.
These people are at best called Brahma Bandhus or unqualified family members of Brahmas.
These people are called as Brahma Bandhu or unqualified members of the Brahmin family.
And they're criminals.
And they're criminals.
So we saw that Arjuna, he arrested Aswatthama because he was acting as a murderer.
We saw that Arjuna, he arrested Aswatthama because he acted as a murderer.
And he didn't act as a Brahmana.
He did not act as a Brahmana.
So he was captured like an animal.
So he was captured like an animal.
So like that, people misbehave and not given any kind of respect.
So like this, people misbehave and they are not given any kind of respect.
According to the ancient system.
According to the ancient system.
But now, based on their birth, are claiming some privileges.
But now, because of their birth, they are claiming some privileges.
And are not worthy.
And they are not worthy.
So it's creating a big social disturbance.
So this is creating a big social disturbance.
So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada.
He started to give the Brahminical initiation to Vaishnavas.
He started giving Brahminical initiation to Vaishnavas.
No matter what birth caste they came from.
No matter what birth caste they came from.
If they are Vaishnavas, you can still qualified Brahmanas.
If they were Vaishnavas, he considered them qualified Brahmanas.
Now this is the need of the hour.
So this was the need of the hour.
They won't be a Vaishnava.
That if you won't be a Vaishnava,
they won't be a devotee.
Everyone would be a devotee.
And then those, based on their work, they can do particular duties.
And those, based on their work, they can do particular duties.
If someone's working as a teacher.
If someone is working as a teacher.
Which is basically a Brahminical type
of service.
They should follow the duties of a Brahmin.
They should follow the duties of a Brahmin.
Be a vegetarian.
Be a vegetarian.
Not take any intoxication.
Not take any intoxication.
Not saying lies.
Not saying lies.
Not being immoral.
Not being immoral.
Those are not the activities that teachers are doing today.
But those are not the activities that teachers are doing today.
Just they have a degree. That's sufficient.
It's just that they have a degree and that's sufficient.
A system is that a teacher, a priest, is not only have academic character, they should have character also.
But the system was that the teacher or the priest, they should not only have this academic qualification, but they should be qualified morally also. Character, with their good character also.
So, like, a Kshatriya or an administrator, he should protect the innocent.
Like the Kshatriya or the administrator, he should protect the innocent.
He should never take charity.
He should never take charity.
Or to speak of bribe.
What to speak of bribe.
So, kind of standards are established depending on their work.
So the standards was established that it depending on the kind of work.
One military man,
whether one is a military man, the administrator, or police. There are certain qualities that they should have.
I was saying that in the West, movement Black Lives Matter, because police are supposed to protect the people,
we saw the movement in West, Black Lives Matters. The police, who the authority is, they are supposed to protect the citizen, but they are misusing their authority.
And some of them have dealt wrongly with the people of color.
Some of them dealt wrongly with the people of color.
Some of them has sparked protests around the world.
That sparked protest all around the world.
So like these things a society is facing today.
So like these things as the society is facing today.
So Krishna consciousness is a divine solution.
So Krishna consciousness is a divine solution.
And very important that our devotees understand this teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
It's very important that our devotees understand the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Understand the message of His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Dhanu Swami Prabhupada.
Understand the message of His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
And how to disseminate this knowledge to society.
And help to distribute this knowledge to the society.
This will actually provide a permanent solution.
This will actually provide a permanent solution. 840.
Uh-huh. I'm a child scientist. I study the material nature.
The material scientists, they study the material nature.
And they're thinking that somehow the nature has produced life.
They're thinking that somehow the nature has produced life.
What? They have never done so.
But they have never done so.
Life is actually, as Prabhupada taught, life is coming from life.
As Srila Prabhupada taught, that life is coming from life.
The Atma is a small part of the Paramatma.
That Atma is the small part of the Paramatma.
And therefore the Atma enters into this material world.
Therefore the Atma enters into this material world.
And
gives life to the bodies.
Without the Atma, there's no life.
Without the Atma, there's no life.
And so the material scientists are thinking that matter produces life.
So the material scientists, they are thinking that matter produces life.
But there's no evidence of that.
But there's no evidence of that.
And let us tell us how life comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And Vedas tell us that how life comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
That is energy
or minute particles.
Into the material world.
Into the material world.
And they give life to the otherwise inert energy.
And they give life to the otherwise material energy.
Various plants, aquatics.
Various plants, aquatics.
Insects.
Insects.
Reptiles.
Reptiles.
Birds.
Birds.
And mammals.
And mammals.
And humans.
And humans.
So without the Atma, no life.
So without the Atma, there's no life.
Now the science has realized that there's all this cell.
So before, the science would say, oh, this is just a cell, but now they have realized
a cell is very complex.
A cell is very complex.
So complex.
In fact, it's so complex.
That it's amazing. It's amazing.
That it's amazing.
A cell is not possible to create by accident.
So actually, even a cell is not possible to create by an accident.
There must be
some intelligent behind it.
This great thing was like Einstein came to the conclusion.
These great thinkers like Einstein came to this conclusion.
And there must be an intelligence behind this.
That there must be an intelligence behind this.
Without intelligence, this whole world can't function.
Without intelligence, this whole world cannot function.
So, this we see all these universal planetary systems.
We see all these universally planetary systems.
Just to understand, see that as we are the extensive spiritual body of the Purusha.
Just to see them on the existential body of the Supreme Purusha.
Extensive. And this is why the Visvarupa or Virat Rupa.
Just by the Virat Roop.
One is able to start to enter into the transcendental activities of the Lord.
One is able to start entering in the transcendental activities of the Lord.
Just as the basic thing of the Lord is transcendental.
Just, it's a basic thing that the Lord is transcendental.
Finally, I can go and see different activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
We can find these in canto by canto about the Supreme, about the activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So now we're giving the first entry into the Virat Rupa.
So now we are given the first entry into the Virat Rupa.
To understand how the whole universe depends on the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
To tell us how the whole universe depends on the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So, everyone, we read the different pastimes of the Lord.
So as we go on, we read the different pastimes of the Lord.
Start to understand things.
And start to understand things.
In a more complete way.
In a more complete way.
Leading up to the 10th canto.
Leading up to the 10th canto.
Which tells us the pastime of Lord Krishna.
Which tells us the pastime of Lord Krishna.
But to understand that, it's similar to human activities.
But to understand that it's very similar to human activities.
But that he's actually transcendental.
But that he's actually transcendental.
One needs to study the entire Bhagavatam canto by canto.
One needs to study the entire Bhagavatam canto by canto.
And then we can realize how the Lord is actually transcendental.
Then we could realize how the Lord is actually transcendental.
So, we can take some questions.
Take some questions now. So if devotees have any questions, they can write in the chat box. Guru Maharaj will be back in a few minutes, so devotees can be ready with their questions. Devotees are requested to ask questions with reference to the context of the class today. question. What is the difference between material and spiritual separation? What are the different moods of separation with Guru? Is separation feeling from Guru as Guru same as separation feeling from Gauranga? Your shelter spiritual daughter Pooja.
See, material separation due to identifying with the body.
You see, material separation is due to identifying with the body.
I say, we have a body that came from mother and father.
Say, we have a body, it came from mother and father.
And the same mother and father came brothers and sisters.
With same mother and father came brothers and sisters.
Like that, if we feel separation due to some bodily relationship.
So like that, if we feel separation due to the bodily relationships.
That is something material.
That is something material.
Because every birth will have a different mother and father, different mother and sister.
Because in every birth we will have different mother and father, different brothers and sisters.
Sometimes we will be born as a lady, sometimes a man's body.
Sometimes we would be born as in a lady's body, sometimes in a man's body.
And we may be also born in some other species.
And we also may be born in some other species.
Indra was once offensive to his guru.
Indra was once offensive to his guru.
And then his guru cursed him.
And his guru cursed him.
Be a pig.
Be a pig.
And then he was in this planet.
Then he was in this planet.
As a pig.
As a pig.
He had many wives.
He had many wives.
Many piglets.
Many piglets.
And the lion is in his mud.
And he was enjoying in the mud.
And then the guru came to take him back.
And the guru came to take him back.
He did not go.
But he did not want to go.
He had felt separated from his piggy wives and piglets.
He was feeling separation from his piggy wives and piglets.
And then Lord Brahma, then the guru gave a memory of who he was.
Then the guru gave him the memory of who he was.
This horrible place.
Then he was thinking how I am in this horrible place.
So that's material separation.
So that's material separation.
And spiritual separation is that we're connected with the Lord.
Spiritual separation is that we are connected with the Lord.
It's a spiritual heart-to-heart, spirit-to-spirit relationship.
It's a spiritual heart-to-heart, spirit-to-spirit relationship.
And that's why we feel that kind of separation from Guru or Vaishnavas.
Naturally, we feel that kind of separation when Guru and Vaishnavas.
That's something transcendental.
That's something transcendental.
And not based on the body.
That they are not based on the body. Next question. Guru Maharaj, in Bhagavad Gita 4.34 purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions, satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. How should we try to satisfy and please Guru? Harihar Krishna Chaitanya Das.
In this time, a guru is naturally pleased if we are satisfying the desires of Srila Prabhupada.
In ISKCON, the guru is naturally satisfied if we are fulfilling the desires of Srila Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada wants to satisfy his guru's desires.
As Prabhupada wants to satisfy his guru's desires.
And his guru is his guru.
And his guru is his guru's desire. Like that. goes up to Lord Brahma,
wants to satisfy Krishna,
and where he wants to satisfy Krishna.
So, in that way, we try to please
Guru and Krishna.
That will be
the success of our spiritual life.
But maybe the spiritual master gives some specific application which is applicable for us.
But maybe the spiritual master can give some specific instructions which are applicable to us.
It's like
just like His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada,
He gives certain services to His devotees.
He gave certain services to His devotees
based on their abilities and potentials.
Based on their ability and potentials.
So this way, a spiritual master may give you some particular service.
So in this way, spiritual master can give you some particular service.
Or maybe a general service.
Or a general service.
And generally we try to satisfy our general president or our spiritual authorities.
Generally, we try to satisfy our temple president or our spiritual authorities.
But sometimes we may receive some specific instruction from the spiritual master.
But sometimes we may receive a specific instruction from the spiritual master. Next question. Guru Maharaj, how we avoid materialistic things, emotion in our devotional life? How to do our seva with nice concentration? From Nivedita.
My spiritual knowledge, we can avoid materialistic things.
By spiritual knowledge, we can avoid materialistic things. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Andhakar Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar.
So let us, Krishna, like the sun, there is no darkness.
So where there is Krishna, is like sun, there is no darkness.
And the material life is like darkness.
And material life is like darkness.
To eradicate the darkness, they bring in the light of Krishna.
To eradicate, you have to bring in the light of Krishna. That will naturally solve the problem.
For new devotees, it is hard for them to understand what is spiritual, what is material.
But for new devotees, it's hard to understand what is spiritual, what is material.
And that's why they need more knowledge.
That's why they need more knowledge.
So they can understand the difference.
So that they can understand the difference.
Not very difficult.
It's not very difficult.
But it's a new way we're not used to thinking.
But it's a new way we are not used to thinking.
Come on,
it's
9:01. All right,
okay. Last question. When I increase the quantity of service, the quality of service gets affected. How do I balance this? Also, it is difficult to do multitask. How do I develop that quality? Anandamay Gopinath.
Sounds very sophisticated question.
Sounds very sophisticated question.
But really, I have some examples, it's hard to answer.
But practically, without examples, it's hard to answer.
Right. You distribute more books.
Like if you distribute more books.
I mean, the quality of distribution goes down.
Then it means the quality of book distribution goes down?
I mean, cooking for 5,000 people, cooking for 5 people, maybe you can put more finesse in the cooking for 5.
If you are cooking for 5,000 people, or you are cooking for 5 people, maybe you can put more
finesse. More quality
while cooking for 5.
But so different kinds of services.
So there are different kinds of services.
You're cooking for 5,000 people.
You're cooking for 5,000 people.
Not expect that you are. Put that kind of detail into the cooking.
No one expects that you're putting a kind of that kind of detailed in cooking.
But if you can make it palatable and nice, that's also very good.
But if you can make it nice, then it's also very good.
But if you cook for 5 people, then that's how you can put more detail into it.
But if you are cooking for 5 people, naturally you can put more detail into it.
Okay. 9:04. I said I asked one, you can put one more. Okay. So, who's
this? This is Kavita.
Okay. Yeah.
The last question, Guru Maharaj. I always look for some recognition to the work I do, which may be either spiritual or material. Like, why not me? Why not that service for me? How to leave this pride behind and serve you and Gauranga wholeheartedly? Kavita.
Yeah, the second part.
The second part. How to leave this pride behind us and serve you and Gauranga wholeheartedly?
We don't think that if we do anything right, it's for our credit.
We don't think that if we do anything right, it's for our credit.
We think that it's by mercy of Guru and Krishna.
We think that it's by mercy of Guru and Krishna.
And therefore, we're able to do something nice.
Therefore, we are able to do something nice.
So that way we don't get falsely proud.
Therefore, in that way we don't get falsely proud.
If we make a mistake, we take the blame.
If we make a mistake, we take the blame.
If we do something nice.
If we do something nice.
We give credit to Guru and Krishna.
We give the credit to Guru and Krishna. Okay. Guru Maharaj, there's a question by one Mataji. This is regarding what Guru Maharaj spoke in the class. So about unity with Gaudiya Mats. Guru Maharaj, what does it mean to unite with them? Should we now associate with them freely, listen from them, etc.? Vasant Ranjani.
Oh. We organize joint programs on the disappearance and appearance day of Bhakti Vedanta Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
We organize joint programs on the appearance and disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
I think those programs can be attended.
I think those programs can be attended.
And since we're gradually trying to extend our unity in diversity.
Since we are gradually trying to extend our unity in diversity.
So, I'd like to finally achieve this kind of hearing from each other.
We like to finally achieve this hearing from each other.
But we have to, I think everyone wants to be very cautious.
But I think everyone wants to be very cautious.
Because if some different instruction is given.
Because if there are some instructions, different instructions given.
That can deviate us.
That can deviate us.
At the same time, we much stronger if we have a united front.
At the same time, we'll be much stronger if we unite.
So we're taking it step by step.
So we are taking it step by step.
So we're going to go and do the services. How many on the Zoom?
188.
188. How many from Australia? That's Chandrajit and Chandramukhi. Chandramukhi. Hi, well. Are you unmuted?
Hare Krishna,
Chandra. Hi, well.
Some cookies, Austrian.
Oh,
traditional Swedish ginger cookies.
So they can read on.
What?
And it's written.
Oh, it's upside down.
Can you see it? Or is it upside down?
No problem. It's clear.
Ginger cookies.
Good luck.
Thank you,
Charanjit Prabhu.
How are you,
Simha Sir Prabhu? Can you unmute? Prabhu, please unmute.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, please unmute. Yes.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept humble obeisances. All glories to your divine grace. Happy to see Guru Maharaj.
Hello. Sorry, I first saw the co-regional secretaries of Malaysia.
First time I saw co-regional secretaries of Malaysia.
I see Charlie and you.
I just saw Chiranjeevi and you.
Hare Krishna. Happy to see you, Guru Maharaj.
I hear there's a kind of a second wave in Malaysia.
I heard that in second wave is in Malaysia.
Somewhat not sure actually, saying second wave, what is it actually? It's not clear. So there's some thought of again a second lockdown, or maybe just the state, or just some sort of a conditional. So but it is the numbers are rising in Selangor and Selangor.
How are the devotees in Malaysia?
How the devotees are in Malaysia?
The preaching is carrying on, Guru Maharaj, is going quite well. They sort of got used to this COVID, so there's a lot of preaching going on in Penang. Good preaching to the Chinese devotees. And also Bhakti Vriksha preaching, and it is going. Preaching is going on. Just that, of course, everybody is missing Guru Maharaj and missing the Rath Yatras. The festivals, missing the festival, that has taken a hit because many devotees are missing the festivals, and the temples are being very careful, like Kuala Lumpur is. Shut down for the next 3 weeks. So it's a difficult situation or how the association, how to keep the association at the same time, how to, the temples have to be careful. So it's quite a, I'm sure it's all over the world, but it's still, devotees are carrying on in whichever way possible.
I have to learn how to use the internet more.
Maybe after that we have to know how to use the internet
more. Pardon?
Learn how to use the internet more.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
In South India, they're having some programs that found that the people are more interested in spiritual life in this time of a pandemic.
In South India, people are more interested in this time, attending more spiritual-like programs.
In Chennai, there are 9,000 people.
In Chennai, there are 9,000 people.
And, in Honolulu, have 3 batches of 11,000 people.
In Mangaluru, 3 batches of 11,000 people.
11,000 on Zoom?
No, Zoom was too expensive. They got a fee from the Microsoft meeting. 275 each, 25 programs free from Microsoft. That's a non-profit. So I added up 25 times that 300.
Yeah.
How much it costs? Anyway, they said they got 11,000 people. They had different languages and. And they use the Tamil, Kannada, Hindi, the 7 different languages. So they're low budget. They did it all by Microsoft meeting. Because by Zoom, you have to pay $15 for 100 users. So much for colleges. They got authentic Google Meet and Microsoft Meet. I don't know what the name is, but they have programs. And they gave them free since they're a nonprofit. Yeah, we said the only downside was that this particular program they were using, they could not mute the people. So, Zoom can mute. They can mute. I will write to you more.
Probably we are not able to. Mihika, 9 years old. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Please give me blessings so I can. Mataji, can you show a little up? Improve in devotional service. Guru Maharaj is blessing you both, Mataji. Krishna Matirastu. Bala Vrinda Mataji, Vinita Mataji. Hare Krishna. Annapurna Devi Mataji, Hare Krishna. Kurmas Mataji, thank you so much, Guru Maharaj, for coming to our house, Haribol. We love you, Guru Maharaj. Chaitali Mataji. Haladni Rai Mataji. Santini Chitra Devi Mataji, Supriya Mataji. Ananda Sundari Mataji. Gurmaz at your home.
Hello.
Mataji. Gurmaz wishing you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
I stay in our house.
Mataji, you can speak, Mataji.
I can't.
Yes, Guru we are Maharaj, able to. Yes.
Can you see my altar, Guru Maharaj? Please accept my obeisance, Guru Maharaj. Some offering mandarin orange and some prunes and jackfruit. And please accept my offering, Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for coming to our home. You made my day. Thank you, Hare Krishna. This is our altar, Guru Maharaj. We love you, Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Hello.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hello.
Bhakti Mai Lalita Sakhi Mataji from Bangladesh. Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Accept my respectful pranam. Puja Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Hello.
She's offering. Milkan Chaudhary from Chittagong. Gurmaz is blessing you all. Shyama Sri Pradad Mataji, Hare Krishna. Kunda Maharani Mataji, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Shanti Rupa Mataji and Prabhu from Malaysia.
They're offering you to respond to
the Guru. We pray for Hari. Jai Rasa Shri Mataji, Hare Krishna. Rasa Priya Gopika Mataji, Vraja Krishna Prabhu. Mataji, what is that? Chole Bhature? Chole Bhature, Jira Rice. Ankur and Achut, Shelter Disciples from Sydney.
Hello, Krishna.
Krishna Prabhu, Guru Maharaj is blessing you, Krishna Matiras. Umila Bhagavati. Mataji, Hare Krishna. Thank you for offering. Guru Maharaj is blessing you and Prabhu. Shivapriya, Subramani, Ashok Kumar and family, please bless our family to be Krishna conscious, Guru Maharaj.
Krishna conscious.
Mataji Guru Maharaj's blessing by Krishna Mathirastu. Rashmi Sydney. Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you for offering bananas. Guru Maharaj blessing you all.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Best wishes to all of you. Krishna Mate Rastu. Anandamai Gopinath Prabhu, Sri Guru Bhakti Devi Mataji from Sydney.
Hello.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Guru Maharaj blessing you all. Mathura Mohan Das Prabhu and Bhakti Shakti Mataji. Prabhu, it is in upside down. Swarna Gupta Mataji, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, my Guru. Dear respected Guru Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisances unto O Lotus Feet. Anuradha Ramaswamy Mataji from East London. Welcome, dear Guru Maharaj, to our home.
I'm in my early in London.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Mohini. Janva Mataji, Bhaktavatsala, Nitai Chan Prabhu, Madhav and Kirti, Idli, Sambar, Chutney, Vada, Payasam.
South India.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.